This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-763-5562, 855-7... Stop it. I've only had the number for 10 years. I'll figure it out eventually. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can give me your email address. I send you out an email once a week. If you want to know more about the show, when we're going to be on, you can always text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222, and that'll help. Seriously, I mean, all these social media outlets are squelching all of us, not just me. And, you know, I don't want you to don't get the violin out for me, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, they're trying to slow us down. They do not want us to say anything. They don't want us to be part of the solution. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let that happen. You got a favorite show, whether it's mine or somebody else's, help us stay on the air. Help us get our message out. And that's why I do the text messaging, because it's easier. You can't block it as easy. It's just it's a simpler way to get the message out quick and easy. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, all these things. First of all, President gave a great speech tonight. If you missed it, I've got pretty much the whole thing up on our Facebook page, our website, and other places. You'll be able to see it later on if you want to go grab it again. I'm sure others will have it as well, but it won't be as good as ours. But anyhow, you know, and all the things that you see that the Dems have been getting away with and continued over the last 2 years, they continue to get away with it. And my personal opinion, just my humble little Joe opinion, is Jeff Sessions was a big part of this. Jeff Sessions was a big part of allowing this to go on. And, you know, and I know some of you are going to throw stuff at me. I love President Trump. I love what he's doing. He's human, and he made a few mistakes, in my humble opinion. And some of those mistakes are putting the wrong people in a position and leaving them there too long. Sessions should have been gone 6 days after he was there. Now, that's how I see it. Can you imagine if he had A.G. Barr in there from day one? Come on, think about that. This place would have been, you would have been able to eat off the floors in the White House now. By now, he wouldn't have put up with any of this stuff. Look, he is looking into everything, and it's scaring the crud out of the Democrats. They're running around like a bunch of little rabid and hurt animals. And I hope so. I hope their stomachs are turning. I hope their heads are freaking out. I hope they can't get an hour of sleep. They deserve it after all this negativity. And I think they should focus everything on Hillary, and I'll tell you why. Because Hillary said, if they go after me, if they come after me, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. So let her do all the work. We go after her, and she'll give us everything we need on the other half of the people. What do you think? Anybody with me?
I am.
And then on top of that, Remember Obama? What's going to do? Wave a magic wand, and he's going to bring these jobs back there. Gone. This is just the way our economy is going to be. Sorry, wrong answer. You know, that's where we're at with him. And remember, this is the guy who said it will never come back. It'll never fix. It'll never get better. And now that it's better, And now the jobs are up. Anybody, you know where I'm going with this, right? Now that the economy's doing better, jobs are up, people have money in their pocket. Who wants the credit? He does. But this shows you how delusional they are. Right? He wouldn't take, well, he was taking credit for saving us before. He was taking credit for pulling us out of that mess. But this is the new norm for America, right? A 2% GDP, unemployment rate at 4 and 5%. And frankly, you know, it's funny how they tout the unemployment rate. It was on the way down, and President Obama really got that thing rolling. Okay, well, what about the black and Hispanic and women unemployment rates? Because they weren't going down. Wages were flat. But now they're not. People are getting bumps and getting increases in wages. The black, Hispanic, and women unemployment rate is at a historical all-time low. But if you said it was always going to be like... So listen, I know I'm having some fun with this. You just have to bear with me. If he said, if Obama said that it was always going to be like that, that we weren't going to get those jobs back, coal mines weren't going to open, steel was gone, and we just got out, you know, that was it. That's how we saved the economy. That's how he saved us. And now that's coming back, and now he's saying, that's because of me. That's because of what I did. This is so great and so wonderful. Things are growing because of me. Somebody has to look at him and go, look, at either you're really mentally ill, you really have some serious mental issues, or you're just a liar. Because there's nothing in the middle. Because you took credit for where we were at and said it would never get any better than that. And now it's getting either that or you have no clue. You're a flaming idiot. Because you said it would never get any better. It did get better. Hello? And recently, you know, remember, we were done with steel. We were done with this. We were done with that, right? And Chinese steel, you don't know what that steel is like. I'm okay. Look, I know David Fisher doesn't agree with me. I'm okay with the tariffs. Lay on the tariffs. Our founding fathers never had in mind to tax us. That was not what they were thinking about. They paid for our military. They paid for our early expenses. Anybody know how? Anybody know how this government, listen, it wasn't voluntary. You had to pay for stuff. It was tariffs. We paid for the operation of the government with tariffs. Really that simple. Wall Street Journal says that U.S. Steel is going to invest another $1.2 billion into Pennsylvania mills. But I thought that was never coming back. I thought we were never going to get that work back. So we'll talk about this fantasy job uprising here on the other side of break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
Could you really do it?
To be living here today.
Some of you?
But the flag still stands for freedom.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. I really do. Hey, did you guys, you see my shirt? Right? So, a long time ago, I had these shirts made up. Well, I had this design, right? And it's hashtag stand. And there's a couple of them say, hashtag stand for America. And one of them in particular says, hashtag stand what? What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. What are you listening to me? You never listen to me. Why start now? Hashtag stand over the and for America, but I got America over the resistance. Because you know this resistance isn't going to stop. If you saw what was going on this weekend, you know, the, well, actually, I don't know if you really could find one. You know, these big rallies against Trump, to impeach Trump all across the country, they all across the country, they drew, what, tens and tens of people. I mean, seriously. You had a couple of big ones, or, I don't know, big relatively speaking. But seriously, I mean, I get the biggest kick out of this. So anyway, you know, when you look at what's going on, they're just going to resist. And I told you back last November, it's going to be investigate to impeach. Investigate to impeach. That simple. So I'm seeing your host, you'll see the real side. Wall Street Journal says that, again, remember, apparently Trump found that magic wand in his closet somewhere that that President, ex-President Oblamo was talking about, that there was no way he was going to bring jobs back. There's no way he was going to get this economy rolling again. But somehow, U.S. Steel and many other companies are investing here in this country. And you know, the beauty behind this is people don't realize something. You really don't think it through. I'll put it that way. And some of you really appreciate him bringing jobs back. But I want you to think about something. All the little towns around these steel mills that support the steel mill. And when I say support the steel mill, we only think of the miners. But it's so much more than the miners. It's electricians, plumbers, carpenters, you know, maintenance people, diesel mechanics, regular mechanics, truck mechanics. We can go on and on and on of all the support services around these kind of operations. And they're thousands. It's not a couple of hundred. These are thousands of people that they're employing. So when you have the U.S. steel plant reopening and even just they start pouring money into rebuilding the plant, people have to go back to work the plant. So when they do that, again, you've got people who have hope. They start working again. They have hope in the country. Well, who shut these places down? The Democrats. The Democrats shut these places down. Right? All you that think the Democrats is for the average worker, think about it. What have they been doing for the last five decades? Easy. They've been shutting down the average laborer, the average guy that goes out to work every day, whether it's in a coal mine or the electrician, the plumber, the carpenter. Who's been taking your money away from you? Who's been shutting down your jobs? So United States Steel Corp outlined plans for the biggest upgrade of its steelmaking operations in decades. It's going to invest over $1 billion in plants in and around Pittsburgh. Now, the centerpiece project aims to reduce the cost and the time to produce steel at the company's mill in Braddock, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what, man, I got to give you people who live around those steel mills, you've got to give you a lot of credit. They stink. And maybe when you grow up around them, it's a different story. But, man, that was, yeah, anyway. And so they're reworking, and again, this isn't just, the Dems would have you believe this is the dirty, nasty, disgusting, air-polluting coal. This is not the way these plants work anymore. It's not the way it works anymore. And if they got you believing that, then you're listening to the wrong people, okay? They're gonna rework the plant and its coal ovens to decrease emissions by using the waste gases for the, I don't even know what this means, but it's the coking process, right? And then they're going to generate electricity from it. So not only are they going to clean it up, they're going to clean up the emissions, but they're going to generate electricity from it. You know, if you give these guys some options, if you give these companies some incentive, they'll find a way to do it the right way. But if all you're going to do is give them these punitive fines and keep nailing them with all these fees, why should they bother? They know eventually you're going to shut them down anyhow. The Braddock and Clareton plants are part of a collection of facilities around Pittsburgh known as the Mon Valley Works. The facilities produce about 2.9 million tons of raw steel every year. And those are rolled into sheet steel used by the appliance, construction, automobile industries, and so on. So, you know, when you talk about putting tariffs on China, so, you know, the steel finally goes up, then why don't we make it so we can make the steel here? Why don't we do it so we can have that same product here? We can have American workers, you know, spending money on American roads and American shops with American dollars. I mean, God forbid, what has happened to these people? U.S. Steel is making the giant leap forward. You know, the Chief Executive David Burritt, he told workers and community leaders at an announcement ceremony that we're done playing defense, it's time to play offense. Well, thank God, it is about time. It's about time to get out there, let people know, let the other countries know that we're up to the challenge. We can do just as good as they, you know. And the biggest problem we have, and my other conservative friends get mad at me, my other capitalistic friends get mad at me, here's the deal. We can't compete with foreign countries. And the reason we can't compete with them, not because we don't have the best workers, the best steel. No, it's because they don't have as many regulations on them as we do. And you could take the whole holier-than-thou attitude, as did Mrs. Clinton, who said that she didn't say we were going to make... Remember something, listen to her words. She did not say we were going to make the steel industry better. She didn't say we were going to help the steel industry do it right so they don't pollute the air and keep jobs here. No, she said they were going to shut the coal industry down. Period. You take down the coal industry, you take down the steel industry, then you take down the support services around every one of these plants. She didn't think it through, and apparently nobody around her cared. You're telling me every Democrat that was elected to office didn't kind of knock on her door and go, hey, do you know what you're doing in my area? She didn't care, because she knew what was better for you. Why? Because she's a Democrat, and she's been around a long time. I'm going to say what I've been saying for days. We have forgotten that we're Americans first. Not Democrat, not Republicans, but Americans first. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 campaign at a rally in Orlando. He spoke of Hillary Clinton, the media, and the economy.
Our economy is the envy of the world. Perhaps the greatest economy we've had in the history of our country.
He also thanked his supporters, who are 20,000 strong inside the Amway Center.
It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you. A great movement.
Another key member of the Trump administration is leaving. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process, even as tensions with Iran continue to escalate. Recently revealed court and police records showed there was domestic violence surrounding his divorce. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wearing my hashtag stand shirt. That's right. We have a couple of shirts. You can check them out on the Facebook page and or up at the website. Hashtag stand for America. You know, I understand the new, it's not make America great again. Now it's keep America great. And, hey, I can get behind that. And anybody who can't or anybody who makes fun of it, you really, you know what, you really need to have a total psych evaluation. Because even the words alone, no matter whose mouth they're coming out of, how can you disagree with them? How do you disagree with that line of thinking? Anyway, we were talking about how, you know, President Trump couldn't bring back jobs. He couldn't bring back steel mills. He wasn't going to bring back, you know, America the way we knew it. You know, it's funny. These progressives think that you know, real progression for them is leaving everything in the past behind, moving forward and becoming. I don't even know. Frankly, I talk to a lot of them. I don't know what they think. They're all over the place. They tell you that they're one big solid group. They're not. They're really not. They have different ideas about, I mean, you've got the far, far left Democrat socialists, even the ones that are heading towards communism. The woman out of Colorado. She's thinking pure communism. And that's what she wants to make happen. Just ask her. She'll tell you. And she's willing to usher it in any way possible. Do you hear any Dems speaking against her? No. Right, you've got Omar. I don't even want to give her any credit here, but you got Omar. What is she? She filed taxes with her ex-husband. I mean, she's actually phonied up taxes. Anybody going after her? No. AOC has no clue about history. We're going to talk about that later on. Apparently, the holding cells that we have for the illegals coming over the border, are akin to the, you know, the concentration camps of Auschwitz and such. She's a sick woman. I don't even believe it's ignorance anymore. She's sick. The stuff that she comes up with without checking it out and the comments that she makes, she's sick. You know, it's funny how they talk about the president. Every time he makes he says something they don't like, or he says something a certain way. And they say, you know, people at levels of authority like his need to choose their words better. Well, Omar doesn't have to, apparently. AOC doesn't have to, apparently. Analysts have raised concerns about the $1.2 billion projected cost of the upgrades for the steel companies. Steel price is fluctuating quite a bit. Look at some of these investors, some of them, they're okay with investing in America in the long term, which is what you should be. Yes, they want profit. Everybody wants profit. Everybody wants to make a few bucks on their dollars. There's nothing wrong with that. But at this point, at this stage of the game, if you would, we've got to rebuild America, and that might mean investing for long periods of time. Investors are rightfully asking, where's the company's going to get the capital to fund the investments? The company is already spending about $2 billion to repair and upgrade other mills. The replacement of the caster and sheet steel rolling line at the mill in Braddock is the company's most ambitious attempt to date. So what? What, electric cars weren't? Think about it. The new equipment will allow the company to eliminate steps from the production process. It'll help drop the price of production for steel. So if they're willing to get involved, if they're willing to engage, if they're willing to help move, and I mean move jobs forward, why should we stop them? Why should we stop them? Again, the Dems would, because it's dirty, it's nasty, it's disgusting. Why would we stop them? I'm not a Republican that doesn't believe in any kind of regulations. You have to have some because there are bad players out there. So, all right, I was talking earlier about the president and what he was talking about in his speech. And the things that, you know, frankly, he'd be in jail for. Him and everybody else that were touched by it, if you would. When, you know, when Trump points out that the dossier was funded by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, for that matter, when he did it tonight, the crowd was chanting, "Lock her up." But I guess, think about that. Think, just flip this. If Trump was the guy who let's say he pays for a dossier on Bernie. We'll pick one. Right? A fake one at that. What do you think they'd call for him if they even smelled like it was something like that? Right? They'd want him locked up, wouldn't they? They'd be chanting, "Lock him up." And he went on to say, if you want to know how the system is rigged, just look at how they came at us for 3 years with everything they had versus the free pass they gave to Hillary and all her aides. After they set up an illegal server, they destroyed evidence. They deleted acid washed 33,000 emails. Forget this is Hillary. Let's say this is General Smith, and you find out that he has set up an email server. Right? Because he doesn't want to go in the office every day, or he wants to keep things close to the vest. So he sets up his own email server, and everything goes in and out of that. It's illegal. But they want to get their hands on it. And the judge says, don't you dare wipe anything out. You keep that till we get the investigation done. 2 days later, you hear, oops. I somehow, by accident, using a permanent scrubber, got rid of 33,000 emails. Did you catch that? By accident, using a permanent email scrubber, I got rid of 33,000 emails. Really that simple. Trump accused Hillary of turning it into a pay-for-play White House. Or, you know, yeah, White House system for State Department. He said 33,000 emails deleted. Think of it, Trump said. You know, there was a lot of corruption on the other side, but nobody talks about that. No subpoenas were issued by Congress. They decided not to do it for whatever reason. So it's not that hard to see where they're at. They're covering it up in plain sight. They're doing it right in front of our faces, and they expect us to swallow it because, you know, they're smarter than we are. They know better what's for us. Trump's success in appointing federal judges. The Democrats are the ones that are beating them up. I mean, look at Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They didn't just try to railroad him, right? They tried to bury the man so he wouldn't even be able to go back to his old job. They don't want any form of decency. They don't want any form of morality. And I'm not just saying that because I'm mad at the Democrats. I want you to look at their track record. Look at what they're voting for. I was watching something last night with Flicka. Some of you know who he is on YouTube. So he went to the Gay Pride parade. And he kept asking them, what's it all about? And they would tell him, oh, it's about love and acceptance and everybody coming together and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you needed a throw-up bucket because it was all a bunch of hooey. And the proof it was a bunch of hooey is because at one point after he got the love, he said to them, okay, so I want to say that Trump isn't so bad. And before they even got anything, like if I was sitting on the other side, I'd be saying, okay, why? Why do you believe Trump isn't so bad? No. Everybody was F Trump, F Trump, F Trump, F Trump, F Trump. It doesn't sound like love to me. It doesn't sound like acceptance. It doesn't sound like somebody who wants to think it through and work it through. And he finally got a couple of young ladies to listen to him, one in particular. He said to her, look, what do you think of this? What would you think of somebody who would try hard to get rid of HIV within the next 10 years? And she goes, well, I think that would be a great thing to do. Yeah. Well, President Trump has not only said, but he actually signed an executive order to put money towards that kind of thing. Well, I didn't know that. And he went through a couple of other things that the president did. She said, well, those are great. Those are things that we should be talking about. He said, I know, but mainstream media won't let you hear it. So now can I ask you again, do you think Trump is so bad? And she said, no, I don't. So this whole campaign, what they're going to have to do is going to have to be getting the message out on a regular basis on what Trump has accomplished. And I've been saying this for a decade now. We, Republicans, conservatives, do not get the message out as to what they've done, what they do, what they continue to do in a good way. We need to do that. I need to do that. Do you want to help me? Head over to the website during the break. Hop on the website. Hit the donation button. Pay me. Give me what you pay for your next cup of coffee. Joe Messina, your host.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The services not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I love you people who, I really mean this sincerely, I love you people who text me during the show. And, you know, I appreciate it, but remember something, I have to talk and read at the same time. That will screw up everything. So you got to give me a few minutes to return the information. Anyway, we're talking about the president's speech still. There's a lot of good stuff in there. You know, I'm surprised he'd go the whole 90 minutes, because he's got plenty to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, he went on to talk about the judges that he's nominated. And we saw the first judge, how they treated Brett Kavanaugh. Nasty, nasty, nasty. He said, they just finished 107 judges, right? And there's more sitting, there's more waiting to get on. I think if somebody knows a different number, let me know. But it was supposed to be close to 400 judges when the president first started nominating and putting people out there. Now, sometimes I just think he gets his numbers wrong. He says, our percentage will be a record, except for one person. That one person was George Washington. Wasn't he initially packing the benches? At one point, outgoing Press Secretary Sarah Sanders took the stage. She said, we want people to come into the country based on merit. Now, Trump, after praising immigration and customs enforcement officials, you know, they are underappreciated, and people don't know what they do. I think this is hilarious that, you know, you've got some of these Democrats screaming they need to abolish ICE, and they have no idea what it does. It sounds good. People are clapping, because, you know, the only thing they do is they go into the homes of illegal aliens, they rip them out of their homes, and they throw them back over the border. That's all ICE does, right? They don't do anything at the harbors. They don't do anything at customs. Oh, wait a minute. They are a customs agency. Ooh, interesting. You know, then you got the Bernie Sanders of the world. And he said, look, Bernie, yo, we will never be a socialist country. And I hope to God he's telling the truth. And this goes back to what you and I have talked about a million times on the show. You guys have got to engage with your kids, your grandparents, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, and others. You have to engage with these young people. They don't know. And you could hear, I mean, you could hear how happy these people, you could see and sense the power in that room and outside that room. Right? You heard people chanting, God's guns and Trump. And we are the Trump deplorables. Working to defeat liberals since 1854. No, but I like the Trump deplorables one. I think that's hilarious. And Hillary gave us that. She handed us that one. Bikers for Trump. They volunteer security members. They manage traffic in and out of the rally areas. I mean, think about these people coming together to work as one to make sure it all goes off without a hitch. They don't want any trouble. They don't want anybody to be able to point to the event and say, look at all those violent people. You really want to mess with a biker for Trump? And then with 30,000 people there, they had petition walkers. They wanted people to sign a petition to prevent voter fraud. That's perfect. That's the way it should be. That's how we should be working together and helping each other out. One person said, well, you know, they don't believe this in California. Only U.S. citizens should be able to vote, explained one person from Jacksonville. Isn't that what everybody wants? Isn't that all we want? Is we want Americans to be able to vote for American governance. At least that's what I want. Sanders is going to release a video response to Trump's address. Anyway, I really get a kick out of this. I really, you know, we have got to work. Some of you are working your buns off. I get it. But we got to work harder to support him. We have to make sure that he has the support. He didn't have the support he needed the first 2 years. He had it from us. He had it for some of us online. He had it with the you know, the Facebook warriors, if you would. But who else did he have? Who else was there to walk through, to keep supporting, to make sure that somebody had his back? Really, anybody? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember the that soccer star, Megan Rapinoe? I don't even know if that's her real name, but I don't think she deserves remembrance anyway. I'm sorry, just don't. She stays true to her word. She doesn't sing the national anthem before the Thailand match. But you know what it said for her? She said she was protesting Trump. Well, if you're protesting Trump, what's that got to do with the national anthem? I mean, that's sick to begin with. Number two is, you are there on American tax dollars. Right? I mean, you're there under the protection of the U.S. government. I'm sorry, what's the hate about the country? If you don't want to partake of, if you don't want to be part of, if you don't want to give the U.S. any credit, then what are you doing there? Stay home. Go to work for the Taiwanese or something. Megan stayed true to her word ahead of the team's first match in the Women's World Cup. Rapinoe has vowed in the past not to put her hand over her heart and sing the national anthem. She kept her word. Star-Spangled Banner blared throughout the stadium. It's just amazing. These athletes, everybody thinks that they're a celebrity and they're so smart and they know so much better. The midfielder was ridiculed on social media for her decision. Went on to say this. So weird to have a scowl while you're a national anthem, the one that gave you the freedom to pretty much actually play this game. That's right, because in socialist and communist countries, they'll decide what you're doing, what you're playing, what sports you're involved with, what school do you go to, what profession you have. And some of these tweets have already been pulled down by Twitter. Cowards. Rapinoe, who was the first white athlete to kneel during the national anthem before a sporting event. Right, you know that other guy did it back in 2016? She said she wasn't satisfied with the conversation that stemmed from her decision to kneel during the anthem. She expressed her displeasure with the U.S. soccer statement about kneeling controversy and the Federation's decision to adopt a rule requiring players to stand and honor the flag. So this is, again, are you seeing a habit here, a pattern? The left consistently disobeys rules and laws that they don't like. They join these teams. They go. Think about it. They go to Christian schools. They go to Catholic schools. And then what do? They demand that they not follow their scripture. They demand that they take down the crosses off the walls. They demand that they stop talking about Jesus. They're idiots. I mean, seriously, they're idiots. It'd be like me attending a synagogue and saying, never want to hear the name of Moses. It's just stupid. And I think she's not just ignorant, but also hateful. Using this blanketed patriotism as a defense against what the protest actually was pretty cowardly. I think the NFL does it, she told Yahoo Sports. I felt like the statement from the U.S. soccer and then rule they made about ever talking to me was the same. Well, they don't have to talk to you. See, you're supposed to play under the rules. They make the rules. You decide to play under those rules. They don't have to have a conversation with you. That's the socialist attitude. Like, everybody has to ask you first. You know what? I'd rather give up the medals than have you part of the team. How do you like that? That's how I feel about it. Maybe you need to find another profession. Maybe you go work with Bernie. You guys will probably get along great. Rapinoe, she knelt once before during the national anthem with her match against the Chicago Red Stars in 2016. She called her act a little nod to Kaepernick. Well, why give him a little nod? Go to work for him. Stay with him. Hang out with him. Maybe you guys can, get the same job. Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't have a job. Never mind. I mean, seriously. It's so easy to do what everybody else does. It's so easy to do the fad, so to speak. But just like those people at the Pride Rally, or the Pride Parade, or whatever it was called, she couldn't specifically tell you what she hated about Trump. She couldn't, in generalities. She could with the garbage that's being put out by the party, with the tweet lines or the bylines, whatever you want to say. But she couldn't tell you specifically what happened. I don't even think she was interested specifically in what happened either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Get it in your head. I'm trying to. Right, because, listen, really, seriously, you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, you want to hear how other people approach these things. If you head up to the website, we have a chat room there you can get involved in. We have one on Facebook. If you want to send me an email about a situation or what's going on, you can always send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do very much appreciate how much you're involved with the show and the process of getting the message out, because that's a big deal. It really is. Biden's suggesting that they should start getting physical. Think about it. Really, they should start getting physical to deal with Republicans. That whole love Trump's hate thing has got me thoroughly confused. Joe Messina, your host, listen, Real Side on GCN Live. You got to go. You can always, if your station is no longer carrying the show after this hour, then you can find us on a website. Really simple, therealside.com. Otherwise, we'll see you in a little bit. Don't go far.